So the DNC is underway, and joining us now for a bit of analysis is our regular political roundtable. Nancy Dwight is former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee and the current chair of Dwight Partners. Welcome, Nancy. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
And with us as well, Susan Tracy, former Democratic state representative and current president of the Strategy Group. Susan Tracy, always great to see you.
Thanks, Anthony. Nancy.
So let's start with what we can expect to hear from Governor Patrick tonight. As we heard from Fred Tice, he'll be addressing convention delegates. Patrick has been one of the busiest surrogates for President Obama recently. And here's what he told our own Bob Oakes this morning on Morning Edition about the case he'll be making for 4 more years for President Obama.
This president has added 4.5 million jobs in the last 2-plus years. That's more jobs than George W. Bush added in 8. He's brought health care to every single American in every corner of the country after 90 years of trying. He's saved the American auto industry, the American financial industry, the American economy from depression, for that matter. It's a long, impressive, and frankly, barely told record.
So, Susan, is Patrick the right man to make this case, and is that the right case to make?
Boy, I think Governor Patrick is in such an interesting position in this race. He is a friend of the president. He's governor of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. the place that Romney is from. Many people think of his 2006 race as being the template for Obama's 2008 race. His run for re-election here, most people thought he couldn't pull it off, that is, Governor Patrick, and he pulled it off with just, you know, incredible numbers. And I think he did it in just the way you hear him there. He tells the story. He's compassionate. He just has a way about him that is compelling. I think he's dead on right now. I think he's going to do a great job tonight.
Nancy, what's your view? One of the big questions, of course, that the Democrats have to face in Charlotte was the one posed by Republican VP candidate Paul Ryan. That is, are we better off 4 years later? We heard Patrick lay out the case. What's your view on his case?
Well, I think Governor Patrick has an interesting assignment, and it'll be interesting to see how they actually deal with this. Obviously, what he wants to do is talk about the record of the president in the last 4 years and his own reflections on that. But because of his unique position with Romney being in the state following the governor, he will also be pushed to go negative, as we say in politics. Mm-hmm. And I would believe he should stay softer, more positive, more record-focused, rather than going negative. Conventions, though, are negative places by and large. He has a 9 o'clock slot tonight. It's before network television. He'll be appealing to only really the people who have decided one way or the other, and they're just looking for reinforcement. So I would guess that there will be a struggle inside. He'll probably be a little more positive, but we'll still do a few zingers to Governor Romney.
Well, let's go back to that interview this morning with Bob Oakes, because it's interesting, Nancy. He talked about exactly that. He was talking about the need for giving voters something to vote for rather voting against, and yet, he had this to say about his predecessor, the former governor of Massachusetts. Let's listen.
I don't think that he is is either a moderate or a conservative. I think, in practical terms, he's been more of an opportunist in the sense of having a different thing to say depending on the audience he was in front of.
But isn't that kind of a serious negative swipe?
Well, that's the truth. And I don't think, by the way, that people in Massachusetts would generally disagree with that. That's been our experience with it.
See, Nancy, it's not a negative swipe. It's the truth.
It's the truth. when you have a tied race and it's 46-46, the tendency is to go negative. But I would argue that when you are running for re-election as president of the United States, you should elevate the debate a bit. And so even though we all enjoy that give and take, I think I hope the governor keeps it on the level here.
I don't find that negative. And I think the really interesting thing about Deval Patrick is tone is so critical. His tone is so measured, so moderate, so just appealing that even if he's doing something that might be perceived as negative, it comes off very kind and genuine. I think it works.
Interesting.
We'll see.
Well, much like then State Senator Barack Obama 8 years ago, who made a splashy speech at the DNC right here in Boston, mm-hmm. there's speculation that this speech tonight is Deval Patrick's entrance into the possible realm of eventual presidential contender. He, of course, demurs on that. But what do you think? Nancy, let me start with you.
Well, I'm no expert on the Democratic Party, but I have seen enough conventions and enough early speeches, candidates such as Deval Patrick, that I can say for certain he's in tryout mode. This is Marco Rubio, but the Democrat alternative to that. He doesn't have the keynote spot, but still. So I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, why not? He's in a no lose situation if he does that. He puts himself before more voters and a few more people watching at home.
Susan, what do you think?
I got to agree. He's a young man. He's going to finish up his term here. He's done a great job, I think, by all accounts. And I would not be surprising that he's looking to this as a possible future.
Well, let's move on to Elizabeth Warren of the DNC. As we heard from Fred Tice, she will be speaking tomorrow night, another Massachusetts voice playing a prominent role at the convention. Here she is speaking to the Today Show this morning.
When Romney says his plan is to cut taxes for the rich and increase them for the middle class, you better believe I got a problem with that. America's middle class can't stand that anymore. America's middle class has been hammered, squeezed, and chipped at for a generation now. It's got to stop.
Hammered, squeezed, chipped for a generation now, Susan. This has been her line for quite a while. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, and Fred made mention of this, that Senator Brown kept some distance from the RNC. But here's Warren front and center of the DNC. How do you think this helps or hurts her race here in Massachusetts?
I think it's right where she needs to be. She is a candidate running for one of 100 United States Senate seats, a third of which are up for election this year. It is about, from her perspective and from a Democrat's perspective, it's about the direction of the country. It's about, you know, where we're headed as a nation. And I think the platform of the party of, you know, supporting women's rights, gay rights, health care for folks, supporting immigrants is a sharp contrast to the Republican platform that Scott Brown just cannot embrace in Massachusetts. He needs this race to be about local and about the Red Sox and about the Patriots and the Bruins and trucks. And she needs people to see this race as about the country and the future and the direction we're heading in. Mm.
And yet, Nancy, over the weekend, the Globe's Yvonne Abraham wrote what I thought was a pretty interesting piece entitled What Elizabeth Warren is Missing. And she made the point that Scott Brown has done a better job presenting that personal side and sort of the retail politics side.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's being a professional in this business, it sometimes really saddens me to see a good candidate squandered, her ability squandered. And I think she has a lot of talent, but she is entirely set up to be a national candidate. I mean, that clip you just ran, she's running against Romney in that clip. I mean, she's commenting about Romney. She should, in my opinion, she should be home. She should be touring around and watching this convention with voters so that she hasn't met before in communities she hasn't visited. She's leaving the opening to Scott Brown, who has been doing that, is here to do that. And, it's odd to me that she is a more ideological candidate. That's not quite the right word, but still, she's a more ideological candidate than she really needs to be. She should be a candidate who's a reformer for Massachusetts and for their economic interests and payroll interests. And I just don't see that here.
What do you think, Susan? Does she need, I don't know, someone to better manage that local image here in Massachusetts?
Certainly, you have to connect with people on some local level. I completely agree with Nancy on that. However, I do think the contrast in this race is likable guy you want to have a beer with, you know, we love Scott, or every man, versus, you know, it's the United States Senate seat. This is really important. This is tax policy. This is women's rights policies. This is requires leadership and thinking. And that's a contrast that the voters will have to decide what matters more to them. Do they want to have a beer with you, or do they not care whether they have their own, you know, they have their own friends to have a beer with, and they want you to be smart, talented, and fight for them? And I think her focus on the middle class is the right focus.
So one final question about the week ahead in Charlotte. Does the great unscripted Clint Eastwood moment in Tampa last week offer the Democrats an opportunity? Susan, let me start with you. You're a consultant down
well,
there.
What
do you tell the president to say?
Well, it's going to be hard to top the Eastwood empty chair ad lib. But what I was thinking we might do is maybe we could get Benny White to punk Mitt Romney and do a little video. I think that would be a good response from the Democrats.
Susan, your view?
Nancy.
I'm sorry, Nancy. That was Susan Nancy.
Don't worry about that. Well, the Clint Eastwood moment has given us all a lot to talk about over Labor Day weekend. A lot of jokes have been forthcoming. I mean, I think for all of us, our Twitter, our Facebook, we've had more videos, people trying to top one funny thing after another. From a professional standpoint, I would hope that the president himself stays clear of this. partly because Clint Eastwood is still an 82-year-old person who is a respected performer. And even though we all joke and laugh and everything else, there's still a bit of support for him out there. So I wouldn't take this too much further.
Sure. Better that the president address the nation rather than an empty chair.
Well, and the nation's economic situation and what he's going to do for the next 4 years. I think that would be a good idea.
Nancy Dwight, Susan Tracy, thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank
you. That's Nancy Dwight. She's a former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee, and Susan Tracy, former Democratic state representative.
Up next, here's a recent blog post or a comment on a blog post. Quote, I love my son. I hate being a mother. Is there a gap between the reality and the ideal of American parenthood? And if so, what should we do about it? Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.